The federal government is shut down, but that is not stopping a handful of leaders from across the state for passage of the FEMA Act via a fly-in event in Washington, D.C. One of the people on hand is Brunswick County Commissioner Frank Williams, and he joins us now. Frank, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Thank you. So what are representatives like yourself, there are a couple of other representatives from Western North Carolina, who are they making the plea to pass the FEMA Act in Washington, D.C. this week?
The North Carolina folks that were here, we met today with Senators Tillerson, Budd, Congresswoman Fox, Congressman Tim Moore, Representative Chuck Edwards' staff, and then yesterday we were at an event related to this topic where Congresswoman Deborah Ross attended. So we've met with a good number of North Carolina's delegation, and there are also National Association of Counties representatives from all across the country who are here meeting with other folks from outside of North Carolina making the same pitch.
And overall, where does the act, what is the state of the FEMA Act right now?
It has passed a House committee. I believe it was the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee by something like a 57-3 vote. And what we're hoping is that it will come to the floor of the House and be up for a vote, and that there will be companion legislation introduced in the Senate. You know, even if it's not going to pass in its current form, we need to at least have the concepts that are in the FEMA Act out for discussion and for consideration, because one thing, I don't know anyone who doesn't think that FEMA needs to be reformed and dramatically changed in order to be effective moving forward.
Not only is this something that would help, obviously, people in Western North Carolina impacted or Eastern North Carolina impacted by hurricanes, how much do electric cooperative members feel like they could, they need to see FEMA passed or the FEMA Act passed?
I have not specifically spoken with electric cooperative members about it, but I would think anyone who gets reimbursements from FEMA would be affected by this. And I don't know if your listeners are familiar with what the act would do, but it would essentially do a couple of major things. One is change FEMA from a reimbursement model to a grant model, so that people waiting for funds don't have to wait for years on end to get reimbursed for things they've already expended money for. Anyone who's ever had to fill out a FEMA individual assistance application knows how complex it is, and there are multiple applications. It would replace that system with one universal disaster application for individual assistance. And it would create a public assistance dashboard. So if, let's say, Wake County had a FEMA project that they had submitted reimbursement for, they could log in and see where it stands. And that would be open to the public. Another thing that I believe is critically important is it would take FEMA out from under Homeland Security and make it a cabinet agency that reports directly to the president. And I believe that would be good to put it higher on the chain of command than where it is.
And basically, it would create a block grant program for smaller disasters too as well, right?
I believe that's the case. There's a lot in that bill, and I can't speak to every single component of it, but the major components that I just shared, I know that those are in the current form of it.
So what type of feedback did you get from Senator Tillis and Budd, as well as Congressman Fox and others?
One thing I will say is that the senators and everyone clearly understand that there are problems, you know, and that need to be addressed. And the FEMA Act itself would be more forward-looking. It might not affect what's happening in Western North Carolina. I think their first and foremost concern is getting the money that already needs to be moving and getting roadblocks out of the way so that people in Western North Carolina can get the relief that they need in order to get back on their feet. We have one small county out in Western North Carolina that has $53 million worth of outstanding commitments to contractors for cleaning up FEMA, or cleaning up after Helene. Their annual budget for the whole county is only $42 million. So you can see what kind of financial strain that would cause. And they feel like the goalposts keep getting moved, and they'll be told to do something and do it, and then what they're told to do changes, and what they were first told to do is no longer relevant. So they just want clarity. And our senators and the Congress members that we spoke with all seem to understand and be committed to trying to bring about that clarity. You know, but it's a challenging thing in Washington to make things happen, as you know.
It is. And right now, I think, based on a report from the Hill, only about 9% of the federal recovery funding requested for Western North Carolina after Helene was actually delivered by the nation's capital. Was that message communicated by Western North Carolina leaders to federal leaders?
The folks from Western North Carolina communicated that loud and clear. They were very articulate and shared real-life stories about how that delay is affecting what needs to happen in their counties.
So as you move on now, how much can possibly be done with the government shutdown? It can't advance very much further than it already has with the government shutdown, though, can it?
I think as far as getting things moving for what's the relief that's currently waiting, I believe that does impact it. And hopefully they'll be back in session soon and can actually address the FEMA Act. And I'm hoping to see it come out of that committee and go to the full House for a vote, and would love to see companion legislation in the Senate. But obviously the shutdown could delay that.
What have you, I mean, obviously Brunswick County faces a lot, particularly when it comes to storms. How much has been impacted by storms this year?
Brunswick County has been fairly fortunate this year. Our most impactful storm this year was a nor'easter, and it was really not that impactful. But certainly last year we had potential tropical cyclone 8. The defining moment of my tenure as a county commissioner was being chair of the board during Hurricane Florence. And we still have people in our county who are displaced from that. And I know Columbus County had people who have taken years to get reimbursements after Hurricane Matthew. And I think the way I would sum up what needs to happen with FEMA and with emergency management in general is I'll give you four S's: simplify it, streamline it, speed it up. And then in terms of the fourth S is a seat at the table for counties in any national reform discussions. And I feel like that voice has been missing because counties are the ones on the front lines all across the country. And if you don't have those emergency managers who have actually had to live it, sharing their experience, I think the discussion about what needs to be changed is incomplete. So that's the fourth and very important piece, is to get counties at that table to inform what needs to happen.
Frank Williams, Brunswick County Commissioner right now, is in the nation's capital urging passage of the FEMA Act. Mr. Williams, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, and I'd love to come back anytime.